I was 24 years old, in school, training to become a doctor of functional medicine, and working as a clinical nutritionist just outside of Orlando, Florida, when I received a phone call from home. My mother, Winona, was on the line, and she sounded upset. "What's wrong, Mom?" I asked. "The cancer has come back," she said through tears. My heart sank, and I was immediately transported back to my seventh grade year, when my mom was told that she had stage 4 breast cancer that had spread to her lymph nodes. The news was not only a devastating blow to me as her son, but it was also a shock to anyone who knew her. At the time, my mom was 41 years old. She was my gym teacher at school and a swim instructor. Everyone thought she was the picture of fitness and health. Soon after her diagnosis, my mom underwent a total mastectomy of her left breast and started the first of what would be 4 cycles of chemotherapy that left her too weak to get out of bed in the days that followed. It was painful to see how sick she got on chemo. I remember walking into the bathroom one day and seeing clumps of her sandy blonde hair on the floor. She looked like she had aged 20 years in 2 weeks. Thankfully, months later, she was declared cancer-free, but her health continued to spiral downward. Even after bouncing back from chemotherapy and returning to her job, she felt lousy. Every day, she would get home at 3:30 in the afternoon and nap until dinner time. We'd eat together, but she struggled to stay awake and would turn in for the night soon after. When she told her doctor that she couldn't cope with being a wife, mother, and school teacher, he prescribed an antidepressant. Depressed and exhausted, this was the mother I knew throughout my teenage years. She lived in fear that the cancer would return. And now, 10 years later, it had. Her distressed voice shook me back to the present. "My oncologist told me they found a tumor on my lungs that was 2.5 centimeters," she said. "He wants to do surgery and start radiation and chemotherapy right away." I tried to be as encouraging as possible. "Mom, please don't worry. Your body has the ability to heal," I said. "We just need to stop feeding the cancer cells and get to the root cause of the disease." I was confident her health could be restored, but in order to do that, we'd need to take care of her whole body. The next day, I flew home to help her lay out a health program. I asked her to tell me about any symptoms she had been experiencing in the time leading up to her diagnosis. She sighed. "Well, I'm still struggling with depression," she said. "And even if I get a good night's sleep, I'm always tired the next day." She described symptoms that indicated she had multiple food sensitivities. She also revealed that she'd been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. All of this was quite troubling, but it was her last symptom that shocked me. When I asked about her digestive habits, she revealed that she'd had an average of 1 to 2 bowel movements a week for the last 10 years. "Wow, Mom," I said, stunned. "Why didn't you talk to your doctor about this earlier?" "I thought it was normal," she said. Her face crumpled. I reached out for her hand and told her not to be discouraged. "Mom," I said, "this is actually good news. We can definitely do something about your digestion, and that alone will make a big difference in how you're feeling. And hopefully will help stop the cancer, too," I thought. I told my mother about leaky gut syndrome, a condition in which the intestinal wall breaks down, allowing microbes and food particles to leak out of the digestive tract, triggering an inflammatory immune response, and how dangerous it was. I told her I believed it was the cause of her constipation and several other health problems, and that we needed to address it immediately. "We can do this, Mom," I said. "Come on." I stood up and asked her to follow me into the kitchen. I grabbed a black garbage bag and opened kitchen cupboards. "We're starting all over," I announced. "From now on, you're not eating anything that comes out of a box." Together, we threw out every processed food we could find. Boxed cereals like Honey Nut Cheerios and Honey Bunches of Oats. She thought these cereals were healthy. Plastic bottles of Juicy Juice billed as 90% real fruit juice, but made with apple juice concentrate and natural flavors that weren't natural at all. Chips and crackers made with MSG and genetically modified corn. Cereal bars made with high fructose corn syrup, artificial colors, and soy protein. Salad dressings with artificial thickeners, emulsifiers, and hydrogenated oils. Bags of highly refined white sugar and white flour. Then we attacked the refrigerator and tossed out condiments, sauces, margarine, coffee creamers, mayonnaise, and conventional dairy items such as skim milk and processed cheese, American cheese singles. Altogether, we threw out 3 huge garbage bags of processed foods.